space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Welcome to another episode of Over Coffee with Benjamin. That was the opening of Star Trek The Next Generation right there. 30 years ago this year, it started in syndication, first run syndication. Yours truly was 17 years old when it was originally broadcast. And as you may have guessed, this episode is about Star Trek The Next Generation. As a die-in-the-wool fan, self-professed fan of Deep Space Nine, Star Trek, really, in any format, but Deep Space Nine has been my favorite Star Trek since it aired. Just absolutely love and adore that show. However, one cannot deny how important Star Trek The Next Generation was to continuing the Star Trek saga. Of course, we'd had the original series. By the time The Next Generation had aired, we'd already had four Star Trek movies, which I should mention, today's cup of coffee is a Cameron's Specialty Coffee Donut Shop. It's a medium dark roast. We have a little Tarani raspberry syrup, International Delight white chocolate raspberry creamer, and then a little bit of a froth, 2% milk going on top of that bad boy. Quite delicious. Now back to our regularly scheduled program, Star Trek The Next Generation. So I'm currently in the middle, rewatching every episode of Star Trek ever in chronological order within the universe itself. And I am now on The Next Generation, now on Blu-ray. I would like to blame Nick and Lauren Gray for me eventually getting this Blu-ray. I watched it at their house years ago. Kept talking myself out of it. And then when you see it, you're just like, wow, holy cow. And even the bad episodes are gorgeous. Like, you don't want to take your eyes off the episodes. It is like the gateway drug. It is the reason that a lot of people watch Deep Space Nine, that they watched Voyager, Enterprise. It was the beginning of their journey with Star Trek. Whatever that journey is, even if it was only Next Gen, which was very, very popular when it was on originally, it was very, very popular after it went off the air, even to the point that when Discovery started last year, people were into it. But like, the big news this year was that Patrick Stewart was coming back to play Jean-Luc Picard in another original limited series, Star Trek series. And it's like, holy cow, Patrick Stewart's coming back to be Jean-Luc Picard. Like, that's a big deal. Now, with all that being said, I am currently in season 3 of The Next Generation. And a lot of things I've read, in my own personal opinion as well, season 3 is really where Next Gen hit its stride. Having just sat through and watched the first two seasons, there was a good episode here or there, but season 3 is really just when it takes off like a bat out of hell. Ensigns of Command, where it's Data's first command on a planet. He's by himself trying to convince these settlers to leave the planet. Who watches the Watchers, the Proto-Vulcans, where they think that Picard is a god because they've seen him disappear and bring somebody back to life. The Enemy, which is a retelling of a classic tale, Enemy Mine, one of my favorite movies from the 80s with Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett Jr. This is basically Star Trek's version of that story. The Defector, a Romulan admiral who defects to the Federation side to help save lives. James Sloyan, which is his first Next Generation or Star Trek period guest starring role, and it's amazing. The Hunted and the High Ground play back to back. The Hunted is about the genetically enhanced soldiers from a planet that just want to come home. They're dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And then The High Ground is basically a parallel of the IRA bombings in England, in the UK. Matter of perspective, where you see the holodeck being used to tell a story of Riker being accused of murder from different characters' point of view. Yesterday's Enterprise, which is a classic. It's the Enterprise C coming through time. Tasha Yar's not dead. It's an alternate timeline. Not the mirror universe, but an alternate timeline that sets forth a lot of stories that are going to happen later in the series. The Offspring, where Data creates his daughter, Lal. I've read a couple books around that. Sins of the Father, where Worf finds out he has a brother and then goes up against the Klingon High Command to preserve his father's honor. Tin Man, which I didn't used to like, but the older I've gotten, the more I've really gotten into this. It's a sci-fi trope, but I just absolutely love it. Hollow Pursuits, which introduces Reginald Barclay, his whole addiction. Just an amazing story. The Most Toys has a great story in and of itself about David Rappaport, the actor who was originally hired, attempted to commit suicide and then killed himself a few months later. Saul Rubinek, who I had grown to love in movies like True Romance and The Unforgiven. Very last minute, had known the director, had at this point in his career, had never done television. Had only done film, stepped in to take the role very last minute. One of the things I love about the Blu-ray, it actually has it has some footage of David Rappaport and his original makeup in some of those scenes with Brent Spiner, and it's just haunting and chilling to watch that. Sarek, the second time that we brought an original era character into the Next Generation. Very moving performance from Patrick Stewart and Mark Leonard. Just a fantastic episode. And then who can forget the season finale? The reason why most of us in the summer of 1990 couldn't figure anything out to do with our lives, because Captain Picard had been taken hostage and converted into a Borg. Great storytelling. I'm really looking forward to getting to that episode, which I'm 3 episodes away in my rewatch, because the missus got me some there's 5 two-part episodes that they edited into feature-length movies, so I'm really looking forward to watching it, because I've never seen it edited as one feature. I've always had to watch it as 2 separate episodes, most painfully from June 1990 till about August or September of 1990, waiting all those months during the summer for it to come back on the air. So I guess the other thing too is I have a 3-year-old, soon to be 4-year-old, who is currently playing with some, I think they're 5.5-inch figures. Riker, Yar, Pulaski, Crusher, Worf, Geordi, Data, Barclay. I'm trying to think who else she has. Deanna. Those are her guys. She loves them. She's got some Barbie size dolls, Sisko, Dax, and Troy. So it's a thing, man. Like, the Next Generation is ingrained in the minds and hearts of a lot of people. And not just people my age, which is kind of neat. People that were actually watching it when it was originally on. So, good times. So, very short episode today, but a fun episode nonetheless, because it's about Star Trek The Next Generation. And I'll leave you with this.
You know, back when I was in the Academy, we would follow every toast with a song. Ever. even stronger nurser for disease. In faith, I do not love thee. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? When I have plucked the rose, longing still for that which stronger nurser for disease.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.